Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Steve Maxson and Doris Park about a sculpture of Hayden Fry they've been commissioned to make. This is part two of a two-part interview.
It's quite the process.
It is.
When it's finished, it's about a quarter inch thick, the metal is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Things like the fingers and all of that have to be solid because there's no way we can...
They couldn't be hollow because the space is too small.
Yeah.
Very interesting. So how long is it once you're commissioned to do something until it's finished?
Well, it depends. If we have real cooperative clients and they approve everything, it goes along pretty smoothly. Sometimes that doesn't happen. I hope it happens this time.
But we have usually specific approval points where before we proceed to the next step, they have to come in and look at it and say, okay, we like it.
And do you foresee Hayden Fry seeing this for the first time when it's complete and in place?
I think that's the plan. They want to have it done for Friday's 2016.
Yeah,
so that would
be Fry Fest thing.
Yeah, we said, I think we've agreed to get it installed in August of next year, this year, I guess it is. Yeah,
it's coming right up.
Right, it is, oh dear.
This is a pretty long process, as you might have guessed.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's much longer than I had initially expected. How did you get into this?
I sort of stumbled into I took a sculpture class when I was in graduate school, and I was interested in painting, becoming an illustrator, but I found that I was really good at sculpture, so I just sort of ended up getting an MFA in sculpture, and then didn't seem to find a teaching job. It was maybe lucky that I didn't. And so I started accumulating tools and things. I went to a lot of foundry auctions and got a lot of foundry equipment. A lot of foundries were going under left and right in the 80s, and I got a lot of equipment really cheap. And then I started looking around for a building because I was just living on a rented farm and working out of a chicken coop. So I was looking for either an old school or an old implement dealership, and I found an old 1940 case dealership in Kelowna that was going for pretty cheap. It looked pretty awful, but we built another building next to it for the foundry building and used it for the old building for other stuff. Mm-hmm. And then we've added onto that since, so it's gotten kind of pretty enormous complex.
Now.
Yeah.
I was up in Minnesota, and I've always done artwork of all kinds of artwork my whole life, including sculpture, which I started doing when I was a toddler, digging clay out of mud puddles or something and making things. But I got into metal casting at the University of Minnesota, and I really was excited by the medium. It's an amazing thing to go through all these steps and have something made in bronze or some other metal, and I don't know, I really liked it. Then I met Max here down in Birmingham, Alabama, at an international cast iron sculpture conference that I went to, and that was where we happened to meet.
At the Sloss Furnaces.
Yeah, the Sloss Furnaces. There were people from Japan and all over the U.S. and all kinds of people from England. There were all kinds of crazy sculptors.
And you landed in Kelowna.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I just bought the building in Kelowna when I met her, and thought maybe she'd like to come help out. So she did.
And did you get your MFA from the University of Iowa?
Right, yeah.
So what's it feel like when you get commissioned to do something for the university? I mean, a university figure.
Well, I don't know. We shall see. I guess it's good, I guess. I suppose it's a good thing.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's an honor.
I'm not a big football fan. I mean, I've managed to ignore football much of my life.
I played football in high school. Kind of a football fan, but not a huge fan.
So can you walk us through how you were initially approached about the project? Did you just get a phone call out of the blue?
Well, Kelly Hayworth, he's the city manager in Coralville, and initially we were sort of working with them about doing a thing at the Marriott, doing some work. They were thinking of, Devonian era things, which is what the Coralville name is from. So we were going to do a bunch of Devonian era creatures and fossils and things like that. And that just sort of faded away and didn't happen. So we met Kelly through that. And then we sort of had seen him before at a couple of other things, projects that didn't pan out. But he called us up and was wanting a price on doing a copy of the Kirkwood statue that's up at Kirkwood. They wanted, because Kirkwood was sort of the founding, one of the founding fathers of Coralville. So I gave him a price on that. And he also said that he'd kind of like to, they were thinking of doing a statue of Hayden Fry. So they wanted a price on that too. So we gave him a price on that.
Well, that's very exciting. It sounds like you have a lot of work ahead of you. Keep us posted as the work progresses.
We will, sure, absolutely. People are welcome to stop in at the shop there in Kelowna and take a look at it, too. We're always giving tours.
We're just doing drawings right now and photographs and trying to work out the details.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Doris Park and Steve Maxson of MaxCast in Kelowna, speaking about a statue of Hayden Fry they've been commissioned to make for the city of Coralville. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.